I'm Linda Dow, and today we shine the community spotlight on Lanark County Paramedic Service and the Public Access DFIB program. With me is Janice Steele, Commander of Community Paramedicine. Welcome, Janice.
Hello.
Let's get started with a brief overview of what community paramedicine is, and then we'll get into the real reason why you're here, and that's to promote the Public Access DFIB program. How's that?
Sure. So, yes, I was here last time talking about community paramedicine, and it's still going strong. It's a program that we, along with other paramedic services in Ontario, launched for us around 2019. And it's really a program meant to support seniors to stay well and safe and supported in their homes.
So what is the DFIB program, and how is Lanark County Paramedicine involved in it?
Okay, so the Public Access Defibrillator Program has been around for some time. In fact, I believe it launched around 2014 here, and that was after some funding to get DFIBs out into public spaces. And that was after research showed how important it was to have defibrillators in the case of sudden cardiac arrest. It does improve patients' survivability rates. Over the last decade, many organizations in Lanark County have since purchased AEDs and placed them in their own buildings. At last count, we have about 200 AEDs registered with the program.
Okay, so, you know, aren't AEDs fairly well placed, and haven't they been throughout the county? And I'm just wondering how your program will enhance the system that we already have.
So they are placed around the county. We certainly see room for improvement. Having an automated external defibrillator in the community is essential when there's a sudden cardiac arrest, because you never know when it will happen or where it will happen. So
right.
The more AEDs that are in the community, the more chance to improve survivability rates.
So are there not enough now? Is that part of your program?
I wouldn't say there's not enough. There's certainly a room to improve how many that there are. In fact, I mean, it would be lovely if there was an AED in every establishment, because again, you never know when a cardiac arrest could occur. It could occur in a church, the grocery store, the dentist office. So really every building, it would be ideal to have an AED.
But they're expensive, aren't they?
Not really. They've come down a lot in price. And actually, we've partnered with an organization, Action First Aid, who is providing organizations in Lanark with a discounted rate to buy an AED. So if you want more information about that, you can certainly reach out to the paramedic service.
Okay, and we'll get to that again.
Sure.
Just before we finish here. So if you explain an AED. It's an automated external defibrillator, right?
That's right.
And why are they so important?
Well, as I mentioned, sudden cardiac arrest can occur at any time. So you're right. It's an automated external defibrillator. Your listeners probably have seen them in grocery stores and on the walls of arenas.
And they're red, right? There's a red.
Well, there's all
to
different
attract
kinds.
Your eye.
Well, they are kept often in cases that might have red signage on them to attract your eye. You're right. People are often scared to use them. They seem like this scary thing, but really they're very simple to use and life-saving to use. So
they're sort of a no-brainer, right? They tell you what to do.
Exactly. All you have to do is have the courage to turn it on, and the voice prompts will lead you through the process. It'll tell you what to do and when to do it. And maybe your listeners don't know, but when somebody has a sudden cardiac arrest, their heart is no longer beating properly. It's quivering because it has too much unorganized electrical signals in the heart. So the DFIB can read that. It delivers a shock to silence all of that electrical activity, and then the heart can reset.
Right.
And the internal pacemakers can restart the heart beating properly.
And there's no other way to get the heart to do that, right? Mm-hmm. Right? Other than using a DFIB.
Using a DFIB is the best way to reset the heart so that the internal pacemaker can start it beating properly again.
Right.
But it's important to note that the DFIB knows when to shock, but it also knows when not to shock. So there's no risk that a layperson could put it on and use it inappropriately. The machine does all the work.
Okay. So if it's not needed, if the heart is beating now, fine, then the DFIB won't work.
It won't shock.
Right.
Yep.
Okay.
This should alleviate some fears.
Now, have you ever used one yourself?
Well, we use it as paramedics quite often. Our machine is a little bit different than the ones that you would see on the wall. But it's the same principle, that it delivers this life-saving shock to silence that chaotic electrical signal in the heart so that it can start beating properly again.
Right. So as commander of community paramedicine, you're not just sitting behind a desk all day, are you? You're out there on the front lines. with a lot of the other paramedics? Are you still doing that?
Not as much as I used to. I do miss
Sorry, I didn't want to put you on the spot.
Well, sitting behind the desk can also be important because we're
Well, it is important.
Yeah, developing a lot of programs. But I do miss some of that aspect of the front line. But we have a great service and great paramedics out there keeping the community safe.
Great. Janice, I wanted to ask you how this is going to benefit the community at large, but I think you've already described that. Is there anything that you wanted to say other than what I've already asked you?
Well, just to maybe mention our involvement. So last year, the paramedic service reached out to the county to offer our services to sort of provide some oversight and help grow this program. We feel that we are, as paramedics, well-positioned to kind of understand the landscape of providing out-of-hospital emergency care. So with their blessing, we have now taken sort of oversight of the program. This last year, we did a reconciliation. We went out and found out where all the AEDs were. We updated contact information. We helped bring the units into a rescue-ready state, supported owners to replace items. We even registered all of these AEDs into a registry so that we can give that information to the 911 dispatchers.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. And the benefit of that is that 911 can now know where all the AEDs are and they can direct bystanders to the closest one should they need them.
So this is all part of the new program that you have, the Public Access DFib program.
Well, the program always existed. We're just helping Lanark County, supporting it to grow it and you know, promote this heart-safe community.
Okay.
I do have a message for the community as parting words. Just I would encourage all your listeners to take a CPR and AED course because you never know when you may be called upon to use your skills or on whom you may be called upon to use your skills. They have Canadian Red Cross and St. John's and some others offer those courses. I would also encourage all organizations who have an AED that haven't been in contact with the paramedic service to please reach out to us so we can get your unit registered.
And also, I guess, updating the unit. I mean, if it sits there on the wall and nobody uses it for a year or two or whatever,
they need to be inspected constantly just to make sure that they're in that rescue.
The batteries don't run down and that sort of thing.
Exactly.
So you look after that. This program is part of that too, eh?
Well, we encourage AED owners to take some responsibility and make sure that they're doing monthly inspections to ensure that that they're rescue ready at all times. Just as a reminder, we do have that that discounted price for anybody who's looking to buy an AED.
And who do people get in touch with?
So they can reach out to the paramedic service. We have an email address, and it is publicaccessdfib@lcps.care. I think I would also like to say just don't be afraid to act. You can do infinitely more good by applying an AED than you would ever do harm. The lay responders have such important, such important things that they can do in those first 3 minutes before paramedics can get there. So early recognition of the event, calling 911 early, doing CPR, applying the AED, and then handing off to paramedics when we arrive.
Sounds good, Janice.
Okay.
And before I let you go, I wanted to congratulate you on the prestigious Chiefs Award that you received recently for your service to community paramedicine. So a really nice honor.
Oh, very nice. To be recognized for doing something that I truly love is icing on the cake. So thank you very much.
You're welcome. Janice Steele is Commander of Community Paramedicine with the Lanark County Paramedic Service. And that's your community spotlight on lanarkleadstoday.ca and 88.1 MyFM. I'm Linda Dow.